Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Up 112 points, the S&P probing new records, the NASDAQ up particularly strongly. What does all of that mean? And what does that economy, which now seems to be vigorous, not in the dump? A lot of people are saying that the soft landing that people have talked about, avoiding a recession, would be possible. Will that have an impact on the presidential race? And what impact will it have? And how are the poor particularly feeling recession vibes at a time when others are celebrating? We'll talk to Peter Coy of the New York Times, economic writer, coming up on the Michael Medved Show. We'll also take a look at the opening of Nikki Haley's last-ditch campaign in Carolina, South Carolina. Now, of course, she was supposed to have had her last-ditch campaign in New Hampshire, but President Trump's unusual means of celebrating his victory has actually undermined his victory, and I think reminded a lot of people or anyone who was paying attention to the New Hampshire primary about what you have to really seriously anticipate from another Trump administration if that becomes a reality. We also are going to talk a little bit about the switching stories back and forth and back and forth by Hamas. You may remember that Hamas on October 7th was very proud of their massacre of more than 1,200 people and their mass rapes and their dismemberments and chopping off the heads of children and burning people alive. That actually was recorded and the recorded tape that the Hamas had put up for public distribution was edited into a 43-minute film that has been shown to the leaders of the U.S. government to try to give them some perspective on what this war is really about. Okay. Then Hamas, about a week ago, began denying that any of that was real. They have gone along with this new group of deniers concerning October 7th, suggesting that it was actually a false flag operation. It was Israel that was massacring its own citizens and that did all these terrible things to the bodies, but that the Hamas fighters killed no civilians. They simply followed Islamic battle practices, which are of the highest and most humane. Okay, yesterday, after we had talked about this on the air, that there was a conflict, they're now back to being proud of what they call Operation Al-Aqsa Flood. And this is going to be very hard to contradict because this is a member of the Politburo of Hamas speaking on Al Jazeera, translated by memory, the Middle East Media Research Institute. And it's remarkable and celebrates, again, the mass murder and brutality and harshness of what Hamas did to start this war. We will get to that and give you a sample of that kind of rhetoric and what that means later on in this program. And we're also going to speak to Ambassador John Bolton. He put out not only a column that echoes something we've talked about on the show before. There's a column today by Ambassador Bolton in the Wall Street Journal about North Korea and the reasons that the Biden administration has done a terrible job at deterring North Korea from this decision to go to war, which has been now talked about by foreign policy experts of all kinds. But John Bolton also did an X posting, a social media posting, in which he said, I'm not going to vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden. But what I see happening, he wrote, in 2024 makes me afraid. What exactly is John Bolton afraid of? We'll be speaking to the former National Security Advisor for President Trump and also the former ambassador to the United Nations. He held the job before Nikki Haley did, of being a representative in the United Nations. I'd also like to ask Ambassador Bolton, what did he think of her service in that same position? We will get to that with John Bolton later in the show. First up, there was a remarkable statement this morning from the Republican front runner. A lot of people are calling him the presumptive nominee. I think it's presumptuous, not presumptive. It's presumptuous to anoint him as the nominee quite yet, because there are several reasons why his campaign has some rocky roads ahead. One of them you saw today in the courtroom in New York City, where President Trump was there testifying on the E. G. Carroll case. And again, the nature of this case is basically they've already found him liable for defaming E. G. Carroll. And what they're trying to determine is exactly how much he is going to be punished with compensatory damages and punitive damages. And the amounts here could easily exceed the $10 million, I believe, that has already been established as a baseline. This is not a great look for the Republican frontrunner to celebrate his victory in New Hampshire. But then he added this. And this is actually, I think this really does qualify, Jeremy, to be our tweet of the day.
Tim Page now to the Internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Change his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet.
My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
Okay, here is the tweet from Donald J. Trump, posted on Truth Social, and he says, Nikki, and then in quotation marks, Bird Brain Haley, which is not a nickname she has ever had before in her life and her long career. I mean, she is 51 years old. Nobody's ever called her Nikki Bird Brain Haley, but President Trump does. Nikki Birdbrain Haley is very bad for the Republican Party, he writes, and indeed our country. Her false statements, derogatory comments, and humiliating public loss is demeaning to true American patriots. Her anger should be aimed at her third-rate political consultants and, more importantly, crooked Joe Biden and those who are destroying our country. Not the people who will save it. That's in capitals. I knew Nikki well. She was average at best. Is not the one to take on world leaders, and she never did. What's amazing about this is she put together an ad with President Trump talking about what a superb job she had done at the UN, how formidable she was, how proud he was that she was representing him. In any event, he says, I knew Nikki. Well, she was average at best, is not the one to take on world leaders and never did. That was up to me. And that is why they respected the United States. When I ran for office and won, I noticed that the losing candidate's donors would immediately come to me and want to help out. This is standard in politics, but no longer with me. Anybody that makes a contribution, in quotes, to Bird Brain, from this moment forth, will be permanently barred from the MAGA camp. We don't want them, and we will not accept them, because we put America first and always will. Smart political strategy? Usually, you build a winning coalition by adding more people, not by driving them away. We'll be right back.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Here.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, President Trump not only testified today and was actually cut off by the judge repeatedly. This is on the E. Jean Carroll defamation trial, and where the there's no question, they've already decided in court that President Trump committed defamation, that he was guilty of sexual assault, he was liable for sexual assault to E. Jean Carroll, and today he was trying to testify in his own behalf, and it didn't go so well. I think that President Trump is correct, is that the judge, Judge Kaplan in this case, is somebody who was appointed by Bill Clinton years and years ago and is not particularly sympathetic to the Trump cause. But that's his cause in the courtroom where the defendant here, Donald J. Trump, has been fairly resistant to actually following the rules that the judge has laid down, which are legal and have legal standing. And he hasn't been helped very much by his attorney, Elena Haba, who has admitted that she has very limited experience with this kind of case, or frankly with any case before the law, but that's another issue. Meanwhile, on the other side of the Republican divide, and the divide is not basically a divide on ideology, it's a divide on how you feel about Donald Trump as the appropriate representative of the Republican Party in a forthcoming general election that all the polls show is supposed to be very close. Nikki Haley is talking about that. And she has just kicked off her South Carolina primary campaign. She's running, according to the polls, about 30 points behind Trump in South Carolina, her home state, the state she served as governor for two terms. Nikki Haley, though, talked about some of the problems that Trump displayed and emphasized on election night on Tuesday night of this week. And Nikki Haley was speaking in North Charleston, South Carolina. Here she is about Trump's temper tantrum, the three T's. Nikki Haley.
You know, we started this race. There were 14 people in the race. We had 2% in the polls. And we worked our way up. So we ended up in Iowa with 20 points. We came to New Hampshire and we had 40-something points. And so we were very excited last night because we saw that we had gone up 25 points in a month, and we were thrilled. So we got out there and we did our thing and we said what we had to say. And then Donald Trump got out there and just threw a temper tantrum. To fit. He was insulting. He was doing what he does, but I know that's what he does when he's insecure. I know that's what he does when he is threatened, and he should feel threatened, without a doubt.
And by the way, Karl Rove today in the Wall Street Journal, his column has the headline, Trump throws a New Hampshire tantrum. He doesn't say temper tantrum, just tantrum. And he writes, New Hampshire's primary had a clear winner, but a strange ending. The results didn't seem to make Donald Trump very cheery. And I think that's unmistakable. We played some of his victory statements. It did not sound victorious. The runner-up, Nikki Haley, writes Karl Rove, was ebullient and defiant in her election night speech, pointing to her rise from an asterisk a year ago to a projected 43% on Tuesday. She promised to press on despite long odds. Mr. Trump, the winner with a projected 54% of the vote, was irritated and nasty. He castigated Ms. Haley as an imposter who'd had a very bad night and suggested New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu has got to be on something for supporting her. He closed by snarling, I don't get too angry, I get even. The 19-minute rant made him look like an irate old man, not a confident, happy warrior. Nikki Haley went on about what she believes is one of the features of this campaign and why she believes it's so important to debate Donald Trump. Nikki Haley.
He didn't talk about the fact that we've got an economy in shambles and an inflation that's out of control. He didn't talk about the fact that we only have 31% of eighth graders in our country who are proficient in reading. He didn't talk about what we were going to do to get the lawlessness on the border under control. He didn't talk about what we were going to do to bring law and order back to our country. He didn't talk about what he was going to do to help all the wars that we're in and to keep us from going to war. He didn't talk about any of that. And so he'll go on, and you know, even on that day where he was going on and on about January 6th, you know, we talked about, okay, he was having a moment, he was confused, but it also goes back to why I've continued to push for mental competency tests for anyone over the age of 75.
And she also made a point about the delegate count right now. And the point is a good one. Clip three.
A presidential candidate has to get 1,215 delegates. Donald Trump has 32, and I have 17. So we are not going to sit there and just give up. We're going to sit there and we're going to fight because Americans deserve better than what they have in these two options, and we're going to give it to them.
Yeah, she's right. There are 2,429 delegates to the Republican convention, which is coming up. And in order to get a victory on the first ballot, and we've only had conventions with first ballot victories since 1952. That's the last time we had a convention that went more than one ballot. But in any event, you have to receive, you have to secure 1,215 or more ballots, delegates at the convention to win the nomination. And you might say, well, how does Haley have 17 delegates? She lost in New Hampshire. She lost at the Iowa caucuses. It's because those states are not arranged in winner-take-all. Some of the states are. For instance, the state of California, which has the biggest trove of delegates anywhere. And the idea that Nikki Haley could make a race if she has enough funding, that she could make a race for it in California, where President Trump is not particularly popular. Well, all of this remains to be seen. And meanwhile, what about the good news in the economy? Peter Coy says maybe we can't guarantee right now a soft landing or a happy ending. What should we be looking for, and how will that impact the presidential race? We'll be right back with Peter Coy of the New York Times.
The Michael Medved Show.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The U.S. Supreme Court justices rejecting an effort to stop the country's first ever execution by nitrogen hypoxia. It's supposed to happen tomorrow in Alabama. Kenneth Eugene Smith, serving on Alabama's death row for the murder of Elizabeth Sennett back in 1988, requested the new execution method. The United Auto Workers Union endorsing President Biden in the race for the White House. Stock in Tesla dropped Wednesday off of news that it fell short of revenue projections for the fourth quarter. Elon Musk's company dropping 6% after revenue rose only 1% in the last 3 months. Former U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. and 2024 Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley held a rally in her home state of South Carolina ahead of the state's primary next month. Corey Myers, USA News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Michael Medved Show, there are an abundance of pieces that have appeared recently and commentary from some very distinguished people saying that the American economy has not only turned around, but that people's perceptions of the economy have changed and are much more positive. There's a big piece by Christopher Rugaber in Associated Press, Americans' Economic Outlook Brightens, as inflation slows and wages outpace prices. There are other pieces by Nobel Prize winner Paul Krugman, who's a colleague of Peter Coy at the New York Times, and also by Alan Blinder, who's a colleague of Mr. Krugman's, Dr. Krugman's at Princeton University. He also writes about how the whole mood of the country is changing and looking more beneficially and more hopefully at the economy. Peter Coy, who is a veteran economics writer for the New York Times today for the opinion section, he's been doing this for years and years and years, and he has a pretty amazing track record in terms of sensing what is really going on. He has a brand new piece called Too Bad Biden Won't Have This Economy in November. Peter, first of all, what's so strong about the economy right now that everybody is writing these Happy Days Are Here Again pieces? And number two, why do you remain convinced that there are danger signals lying straight ahead that could intersect the optimism that you're hearing about right now?
Well, Michael, first of all, I just want to set expectations. I don't claim to have a crystal ball. I get things wrong as much as anybody else. But that said, you know, everybody's got to take their shot at this and, you know, do your best job. So to answer your question, the Bureau of Economic Analysis reported today on the growth of the economy in the last 3 months of 2023, and it said they grew at an annual rate of 3.3% annualized rate, which is really strong, well above the forecast of around 2%. And, you know, if we continued like this, we'd be in great shape. The question is, will we continue like this? So a lot of people have been saying, well, economy's got a lot of momentum. But what they sometimes forget is that really freight trains have momentum, cars have momentum, football players have momentum, but economies don't necessarily have momentum. They can turn rather quickly from strong growth to downturns because of kind of hidden imbalances that are building up. And so I'm just raising the possibility that that may be the situation we're in now, where this fourth quarter growth is going to turn out to be the high point, and it's downhill from here. Whether that means recession, I don't know, but certainly slower growth in 2024.
The inflation, however, right now there are reports in all these other articles that are just flurries of them out there saying that we are very close to hitting the official Federal Reserve goal of bringing inflation down to 2% a year.
Well, that's great. You know, you're right. That's good news. But keep in mind that a falling inflation can be a sign of underlying weakness in the economy because it means that there's less demand for goods and services. And so we're glad that inflation is off its highs, but we hope that it doesn't mean that it's a warning sign of a slump in demand, which could end up throwing people out of work.
So, again, your expectation, and so much of this, and this is a point that Paul Krugman makes, is that people don't necessarily feel what they should if they looked at the broad picture of the economy. What they feel is the price of eggs, which has gone up so dramatically, and what they feel is their own frustrations. But the best thing about this economy, and this has been solid for a while, is the very low unemployment. We're going to continue with that, are we not?
Well, that remains to be seen. There's a sort of a perennial characteristic of labor shortages in the economy. So even when the economy slows down, I wouldn't expect a huge increase in the unemployment rate. But, yeah, I can imagine the unemployment rate going up this year, and that would be part of a possible recession. The way the people who call a recession look at the change in the unemployment rate, not the level of it. So if it was really low and it goes up to sort of moderate level, that itself could be called a recession.
If there is a recession that occurs sort of in the middle of this election year, and believe it or not, we're now, what are we, 11 months away from the election. If there is a recession interceding, that would be a disaster for the Democrats, would it not?
It would be bad, yeah. I mean, there's always a chance that it could happen early and things could be recovering by November, but people make up their minds, if they haven't already made up their minds, they make them up, you know, over the next few months. And so even if there is a, even if the economy is kind of surging again by the fall, it could be too late for Biden. I don't mean too pessimistic here from the point of view of the Democrats, but that's a realistic scenario.
There is a piece in the reference in this Paul Krugman column that I mentioned about the recession vibes.
Yeah.
And he challenges the idea that the economy under Donald Trump before the pandemic was actually as wonderful as Republican talking points would hold that it was. Your perception of the economy under President Trump?
It was healthy growth. If it hadn't, who knows what would have happened if it hadn't been for the pandemic, which certainly can't be blamed on Trump. Whether it was a great one or not, I don't know. And secondly, people sometimes attribute the ups and downs of the economy too much to what the person in the White House does. That's, one person with limited effects. There's also Congress. There's also just underlying business cycle effects. So in the same way you don't blame Trump for the deep recession caused by COVID, you don't necessarily give him all the credit for the decent growth that happened before that.
Right. And again, I think that is a terrific perspective. If you were, I know that we are just about out of time, so let me just say that right now, your new piece, Too Bad Biden Won't Have This Economy in November, which takes a look at what the future might bring. And then you have another piece about the poor are feeling
yeah.
the recession vibes.
Yeah, just a word about that one.
Please.
When you think about what's a canary in the coal mine, it tends to be the relatively low-income people, financial cushion. And so when things go bad, they're the first ones to feel it. And you're starting to see higher delinquency rates on credit cards and auto loans among lower-income Americans.
Which is terrible news, and
yeah.
and again, it's terrible news for some of our neighbors and fellow citizens,
yep. Yep.
and terrible news for the country at large. Peter Coy, always enlightening and always a joy to speak with you. Happy New Year. Let's wish a good year to all of us. Coming up, there's a someone who was just sentenced to 6 years in prison. And he said, as far as his crime is concerned, he'd do it again. What crime is it? I'll give you a hint. It took place on January 6, 2021. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there have been literally about 900 people who were involved with the Capitol riots on January 6th, and 900 who have pleaded guilty. And that's a lot of people. Made some kind of plea deals, usually with prosecutors. And most of those people, of course, express their regret and their sense of culpability and apologize. Okay, there was a sentencing yesterday, and it did not go according to the normal plan. The story from the Seattle Times is that a Washington state man who stormed the U.S. Capitol with fellow members of the Proud Boys group was sentenced yesterday after he berated and insulted a federal judge who punished him. Mark Brew is the name of the defendant, the convicted criminal now. He is from Vancouver, Washington, which is right near Portland. It's actually a suburb of Portland, so you can't blame him on Seattle, okay? Mark Brew of Vancouver, Washington, repeatedly interrupted Chief Judge James Boasberg before the judge handed down the sentence, calling Boasberg a clown and a fraud, presiding over a kangaroo court. Boy, it sounds like an acolyte of Donald Trump, doesn't it? The judge warned Mark Brew, the defendant, that he could be kicked out of the courtroom if he continued to disrupt the proceedings. And Mark Brew then said, "You can give me 100 years, and I'll do it all over again." Well, that's assuming that you have a very long life that allows you to get out after 100 years. He was handcuffed and shackled during his sentencing. That's the definition of no remorse in my book, the judge said. Yeah, I think if you say you can give me 100 years and I'll do it all over again, it's kind of indicating a lack of remorse. Prosecutors describe Brew as one of the least remorseful rioters they have ever seen. among those who assaulted the Capitol on January 6, 2021. They say Brew planned for an armed insurrection, a January 6 2.0 attack, to take over the government in Portland several weeks after the deadly riot in Washington, D.C. He wanted a repeat of January 6th, only he implied this time would be more violent, prosecutors wrote in a court filing before the sentencing. Brew has been representing himself, of course, of course, right, with an attorney on standby. He has spewed anti-government rhetoric that appears to be inspired by the Sovereign Citizens Movement. At the start of the hearing, Brew demanded that the judge and the prosecutors turn over 5 years of their personal financial records. The judge gave him a 10-minute break to confer with his standby lawyer before the hearing resumed with more interruptions. "I don't accept any of your terms and conditions," Brew said. "You're a clown. You're not a judge. You're just a clown." Prosecutors had warned the court that Brew intended to disrupt the sentencing. On Tuesday, he called in to a nightly vigil outside the jail where he and other rioters are being held. He told supporters of the detained January 6 defendants that he would try to put on a good show at his sentencing. Judge Boasberg convicted Brew of 7 charges, including 2 felonies, after hearing trial testimony without a jury in October. Prosecutors recommended a prison sentence of 7 years and 3 months. Brew appears to have envisioned and been planning for a true armed insurrection, and from his post-conviction comments, he appears only to have become further radicalized and angry since then, they wrote. And then this, Brew absconded before the trial, skipped 2 court hearings, and defiantly boasted via Twitter that the government would have to come get him if they wanted him. Approximately a month later, it did, prosecutors added. Brew represented himself at his bench trial but didn't present a defense. Instead, he repeatedly proclaimed that he refused to consent to the trial and showed nothing but contempt for the court and the government, prosecutors wrote. Brew grabbed a barricade and shoved it against police officers. This is on January 6th. He later joined other rioters inside the Capitol and entered the Senate gallery, where he flashed a hand gesture associated with the Proud Boys as he posed for selfie photos. He spent roughly 13 minutes inside the building, and he's now going to prison for 6 years. I mean, it's extraordinary. Several weeks after the riot, Brew exchanged text messages with a friend about buying gas masks in bulk. He also texted a Proud Boys recruit and indicated that he wanted to repeat the violence and lawlessness of January 6th in Portland in order to take over the local government. Well, you can understand why somebody would want to take over the local government in Portland. It hasn't been going so well. The FBI initially arrested Brew in March 2021 in Vancouver, Washington. After his pretrial release, Brew was charged with separate drunken driving-related offenses in Idaho and Montana. So we're talking about a really super solid citizen here. And then they write in the Seattle Times article, more than 1,200 people have been charged with Capitol riot-related crimes. About 900 have pleaded guilty or been convicted after trials. Over 750 have been sentenced, with roughly two-thirds receiving some terms of imprisonment, according to data compiled by the Associated Press. All right, what part of this goes to is something that we're going to be talking about later in the show, which is that some of the exit polls that show what happened in the Iowa caucuses and in the New Hampshire primary show that on a variety of issues, there was overwhelming Republican support, for instance, for the idea that this was a stolen election. the majority of Republican voters who showed up in New Hampshire and the people who went out to caucuses in that bitter, bitter cold in Iowa were people who believed that the election was fraudulent and that Joe Biden was not a legitimate president. They also believed that the rioters who were imprisoned for January 6th should all be pardoned. And the numbers are just overwhelming on that. And when you believe that President Trump actually won the election, and you believe that all of these rioters, like this this Proud Boys member who was just sentenced to 6 years, deserves pardoning by the President of the United States, you are actually taking a position that is radically different from people outside the Republican Party. In other words, you are basically showing that you have a deeply different vision of the world and of justice and of the whole United States court system. By the way, the other point that is made by Will Salatin, who we're going to be talking to about the future and the status of the Republican Party, but the other aspect of these exit polls that is remarkable is they ask people, would it impact your vote? Would you consider that President Trump would still be fit to be president if he is convicted of a felony, if he is convicted of a crime? Because remember, he is facing 91 different charges in four different felony cases across the country. And overwhelmingly, it's close to 90% of Republicans say, yeah, felony, conviction, no problem. And then he goes ahead and pardons himself if he's president, and then pardons people like Mark Brew, who threw barricades and injured police officers and battled with them for his 13 golden minutes inside the Capitol building. These are deep questions, and they are going to have a real impact on the election and this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Receive 50% off by becoming a MedHead member.
Look, it's a no-brainer.
Join now.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.